For Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman. If you've ever wanted to chat with a major film critic in person, you may soon get that chance.
Well, it's a great, great ending. And sometimes you see a great film and it just kind of lets you down at the end. And this film rises to a really unforgettable climax.
That's Kenneth Turan talking about Chinatown, an award-winning film released in 1974. Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times and NPR's Morning Edition. He'll be at the Roxy Theater in Missoula this evening for a screening of Chinatown. He recently spoke with me on the phone from his home in L.A. In your book, Not to Be Missed, 54 Favorites from a Lifetime of Film, you chose only two films from the 1970s, The First Godfather and Chinatown. Why did Chinatown stand out from all the other films released that decade? What made it exceptional?
Well, filmmaking is a collaborative art. And this is a film where every aspect of the filmmaking process really worked together, where everyone was at the top of their game. Screenplay written by Robert Towne, director Roman Polanski, great stars, Jack Nicholson, Faye Dunaway, John Huston. And also the story works on the level of both being a really interesting detective story, whodunit. But there are all these other issues. There are issues, you know, that seem very prescient today. There are issues about water use, about water scarcity, you know, stuff that we're dealing with right now is at the heart of this film.
Right, and the film was set in the 1930s.
Yes, yes.
As you mentioned, the screenplay was written by Robert Towne. Why do you think he was the best man for the job?
There were two things about it. I mean, number one, he grew up in Los Angeles. And a lot of these issues, a lot of these concerns, as well as the love for the city. The film makes great use of Los Angeles locations. The city looks really good, really interesting. So he knows the city. He has a feeling for the city. He has a feeling for the city's history. And he understood these issues really from the inside. They're kind of in his blood.
You noted that, I'm going to quote you here, Towne wrote the Gittes role with his friend Jack Nicholson in mind. Can you tell us more about that?
You know, it's a wonderful character, and it really suits Nicholson's personality. It's a guy who thinks he's wised up. He's a detective. He thinks he knows all the answers. He thinks he knows all the angles. And it turns out he is nowhere near as wised up as he thinks he is. And Nicholson can play both halves of that equation. Playing wised up is like falling out of bed for him. But he's also got the kind of stature and the kind of acting ability to really handle things when he starts to realize how in over his head he is.
In your final thought about Chinatown and Not to Be Missed is a statement by the character Noah Cross, played by John Huston. Do you remember that quote?
I can't quote it to you off the top of my head, but I certainly remember that quote. It's a very powerful, powerful quote.
I have the book here, so I'll read it for you. Most people never have to face the fact that at the right time and right place, they're capable of anything.
Yeah, I think finally that's one of the messages of the film. And it's as you can tell, it's an extremely chilling message. This is not a happy message. But this is, I think, one of the things that influenced Roman Polanski, who had a lot of darkness in his own personal life. And, you know, I'm just getting chills just hearing John Huston. We always talk about Jack Nicholson and Faye Dunaway, but again, the John Huston character, who is really the heart of the film, and he's the one who says this, and it's just chilling, his whole presence, and there's a way in which his personality evolves through the film that only really I think he could pull off. I don't want to say too much about it because it involves giving away more of the plot than I want to, but there's a duality to him as well, and the way that plays out is just brilliant.
You can see all that brilliance for yourself at the Roxy Theater when Chinatown is on the screen this evening at 7 o'clock. Kenneth Turan will be there to talk about the film and sign copies of his book, Not to Be Missed, 54 Favorites from a Lifetime of Film. There's more about Kenneth Turan, as well as a link to my in-studio conversation with him at our website, mtpr.org. For Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman.